USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A manhunt continues in Canada after a stabbing spree left at least 10 people dead and 15 injured on Sunday.
We've got a fresh set of investigators and shifts coming in today that will take over this investigation, and we will not stop this investigation until we have those two safely in custody.
In a Twitter video, Regina Police Chief Evan Bray says Damian Sanderson and Miles Sanderson are still at large. They say it appears some of the victims were targeted, but others are believed to have been attacked at random. More than 8 million travelers have gone through security at the nation's airport since Tuesday. That's according to the TSA, as Americans took to the skies for one last summer getaway over Labor Day weekend. The busiest day came on Thursday. A special master will review documents taken from former President Donald Trump's South Florida estate. That's according to a judge who agreed to appoint an independent third party to conduct the review. It'll focus on which documents could be classified under attorney-client privileges or executive privilege. President Biden is expected to address union workers in Pittsburgh on Monday. Pennsylvania Republican Congressman Fred Keller explains on Fox and Friends First why he believes the visit won't be met with overwhelming support.
He's got an assault on American Energy, which is big in Pennsylvania, and he wants to eliminate their jobs.
A woman visiting Hawaii from France is in critical condition after getting attacked by a shark in the waters off Maui's North Shore. The 51-year-old was bitten late Saturday afternoon. The state's Department of Land Natural Resources says she was swimming about 100 feet offshore. Witnesses say the water was murky after a night of heavy rainfall. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with health care costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
FBI Special Agent in Charge Timothy Tebow retired last month following allegations of bias concerning an investigation into the president's son, Hunter Biden. Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley claims whistleblowers in the Justice Department first told him their concerns about Tebow.
Now he's not even in the department, but I think Ray has to do much more to come up with a plan to show that this political bias within the FBI is going to be attacked and rooted out.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. FBI Director Christopher Wray pledged to protect whistleblowers during an August Senate Judiciary Committee hearing. Members of the Conservative Party choose a new prime minister in the United Kingdom.
Outgoing British Prime Minister Boris Johnson congratulated Liz Truss after she won the Conservative Party leadership contest on Monday. He tweeted saying Truss has the right plans to tackle the cost of living crisis and unite Britain's Tory party. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The long holiday weekend has been violent in a number of cities. Authorities in Chicago say at least 46 people were shot, 7 of them fatally. The Windy City wasn't the only one experiencing violence. In Philadelphia, at least 19 people were shot in separate incidents. 6 of them were killed. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is the feeling you get when you have a dedicated Fidelity Wealth Planner looking at your full financial picture. Someone working with you on a flexible, comprehensive wealth plan based on your goals, helping you balance risk and reward. It's being able to enjoy today because you have a plan for the future. This is the planning effect from Fidelity. Learn more at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC.